CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The number of Coloradans in the hospital with confirmed COVID-19 cases rose again for the sixth straight week. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
COVID-19 hospitalizations increased to 163 people on Wednesday. That's up almost 20 from the previous week and the highest point since mid-March. But that's still far below the peak of the Omicron wave in January. Becky Loy is an ER nurse with hospitals in Westminster and Aurora.
We're a little bit short as staff members are getting sick, which tends to be a little bit of a canary in the coal mine. And we're seeing a lot of flu, which is pretty unusual for this late in the year.
The positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, is at its highest point since mid-February. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Springs Airport unveiled a base for firefighting air tankers today. The Gazette reports the aircraft will support firefighting efforts in the city as well as around the state. It will also serve as a hub to help neighboring states. Funding comes from a federal grant, and the effort is the result of a five-year collaboration between the U.S. Forest Service, Peterson Air Force Base, the airport, and the city of Colorado Springs. The Colorado Avalanche are back home tonight with a chance to close out their second-round NHL playoff series against the St. Louis Blues. Avalanche coach Jared Bednar does not expect a guaranteed win, even with home ice advantage.
I just think that we can expect their best game. They're going to come and they're going to check us hard, and they'll be hungry offensively. I mean, they have to win the hockey game, so we can expect their best game.
The Avs lead 3-1. One more win sends them to the Western Conference Finals. This is CPR News at 6:06.